shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks had said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. Never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't thick enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, the rain falling on my shoe. Heading out for the old East Coast, Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. Help her out of a jam, I guess, but they used a little too much force. Drove my car as far as I could, and I did that well. Stood up on the dodge at night, it was feeling still. Turned around and looked at me, time was walking away. Heard a sail on my shoulder. Hello, she said, looked like the silent death. She opened up a book of poems, handed it to me. poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true in the globe like burning coal, pouring off of every page.
Jay Copley and George Hodges singing that one for you, folks. Let's hear it for them. This whole thing happened because about 6 weeks ago, Meriwether said to me, "We're having a party on October 5th, and y'all are playing." And so when she said y'all, that was just me and George and Jay, and I was like, "Well, we don't really have a band." And she's like, "No." No. And so, Alan House on the drums back here, folks, he came and played with us a few times, and it sounded really good. And we were like, well, we need to get a bass player. And we tried a couple people out, and they didn't sound so good. And then one day, Wes Snoddy on the keyboards, he came over and played keys with us, and he's like, my brother Eric plays bass. Eric Snoddy on the bass. And they play with us once, and now here we are. So they've done a really good job of picking stuff up.